this text, Hebrews 12 and 14. The writer of Hebrews said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. An injunction or a exhortation that says to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I want to preach this morning on the thought following holiness. If I were to say this morning that bless your heart, I'm holiness to the bone, it'd be a misstatement, because I need to be holiness in my entire character and not just to the bone, because the bone is my flesh and the bone is only the fleshly part of me. When we think of holiness, we so often think about something we put on, something we take off, somewhere we go, or somewhere we don't go. And I promise you this morning, according to the Word of God, if we can find the depth of following holiness, we'll find the depth of a separated life. There's no separation from a separated life than the holiness of God. But the writer of Hebrews, it's debated of whether it was Apollos or Paul. Doesn't matter to me, it was inspired. And it's anointed of God. And so I believe it as the Word of God. But he said to follow peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Peace and holiness go hand in hand. I heard Jesus tell the disciples, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. If he left it right there, we could have equated this peace that Jesus was giving to his disciples with the same peace that I might could give to somebody. But he said, it's not as this world giveth, give I unto you this peace. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, I have a peace that comes from another world. Hallelujah. And my walk with God this morning is to be in pursuit of that peace that comes from nothing I see in this present world, nothing I can touch in this present world, nothing that brings satisfaction to me in this present world can oblige my heart with the peace that comes from another world. So therefore, I cannot find the peace of God here. It has to come from God. And I cannot find the holiness of God here. It has to come from God. When I put on my long sleeves, I've not put on holiness. I put them on because I'm holiness. When my wife let her hair go out and kept the scissors out of it, amen, she didn't do that to acquire holiness. She did it because she was in pursuit and following after holiness. Hallelujah. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. That word follow has been jumping out at me. Follow peace. Follow holiness. Get after it. Help me to understand, Lord, what is this holiness that I am to pursue after? What is this peace? And which I believe, as I said, that the peace and the holiness of God is inseparable. Amen. If I can get into the holiness of God, I've got peace that passes all understanding. Glory to God. If I can get into the holiness of God, I've got peace where I can have faith. I can trust God. I can hear Paul and understand what he said when he said to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. That's in the holiness of God. Hallelujah. Following holiness. But holiness is a spirit. Amen. Somebody said, what's wrong with Brother Mitchell? Jumped out of that pew and done a little twirl around there. He got in the spirit. Huh? No, the spirit got on him. No. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is a gentleman. He ain't going to jump on you like the rain falling on you and you just accidentally have it happen. If you get the shouting, and it is the shouter that's shouting you from heaven, you will have gotten in the Spirit. And when you get in the Spirit, the manifestations get on you. Hallelujah. That's fresh. I didn't study that one out. I said when you get in the Spirit, then the manifestation gets on you. Hallelujah. So the Spirit, holiness is a spirit. Listen at Paul introducing himself to the Romans. He said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. The Spirit of holiness reached down to that carcass of our Lord that was in that tomb. He was dead. He was not comatose on that cross. Life had been given up. He gave up the ghost. And Zacharias, no, Nicodemus, and Joseph of Arimathea came and took him down, that dead body, and wrapped it up and put it in that tomb. It lies there dead. But 3 days later, the Spirit of holiness, according to the Spirit of holiness, he come up out of that grave. According to the Spirit of holiness, I can walk separate from this world. I can have an attitude of purity. I can have a love and compassion of Christ. I can have an atmosphere about me that'll cause devils to tremble and infidels to run and the children of God to rejoice to be among the brethren. Hallelujah. So, to follow holiness, it's a spirit. He is a spirit. But if the spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. I believe he's talking about when Jesus raptures us out of here. I believe that same Spirit that quickened and raised Jesus from the dead can quicken us in this life in a following of the holiness of God. Amen. Because if we don't get quickened by that same Spirit, we're going to lie dormant in conformity and worldliness. We're going to lie dormant in attitudes and rituals. And when we come to the house of God, it'll be nothing more than a show, nothing more than a social gathering, nothing more than a put on. And beloved, this morning, you don't put on holiness, you get into holiness. Hallelujah. And then he begins to put the glory on you. Hallelujah. You see, we don't put on holiness. Because if we could put it on, we could put it off. I said, if we could put it on, we could put it off. I don't know how it's going to turn out. It's not my newest pair of socks. But I put those shoes on, I put them on. Hallelujah. Y'all looking at them. Praise the Lord. Maybe somebody about to preacher some socks now. I said, I put them on, I put them on. God's holiness is not like that. Some of our young people, Some of our middle-aged and some of our older, they come into holiness, or come into the holiness church. Let me word it right. Amen. They look around. The women's got the long hair. They look around. They see what everybody's looking like. And they start looking like that. And we look back at them without an ounce of discernment and say, well, they're holiness people just like us now. Oh, no, all they did was they put it on. If they didn't find an altar and die out to self and find the pursuit into the joys of the Lord and find the place where that old man is died and hung on that cross, they've done nothing but put something that looked like holiness on. Hallelujah. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for something that looks like it when I've had access to the throne of God and can have the original. Hallelujah. I said it ain't worth a dime when we can have the original. Praise the Lord. Following holiness. It is what we follow. Now now we've been made free from sin. Free from sin. That bird that's been let out of that cage flies. Has access to whatever. Amen. If it'd been a long time in the cage, it takes a little while to learn how to fly again. So therefore, it don't jump out of the cage and jump on a log announcing and teaching and preaching to other birds. Y'all hear me this evening, morning. It may be a Pauline message. It may be evening before we get finished. Hallelujah. But that bird been in there a long time. Don't get out and start telling other birds how to fly. But it learns how to fly first. And when it begins to fly, it's looking toward the sun. It's an eagle by far. And it's looking toward the sun. And it's seeking after the sunlight. And it's seeking after the purity and the holiness of God. Dear children, this morning, amen, when the genuine work of God is settled in our heart, there is one direction, one directive, one desire in our hearts. Let me find God's holiness. Let me find it. I know the writer of Hebrews said to follow after as if somebody didn't want to, but we're human enough that we have to be reminded of what we need to do. So he said to follow peace and holiness. Because he said you're not going to make it without it. And it's more, it's not a put on. It's not a put on. You see, we put on the armor of life. How, what are you saying this morning? If we put it on, we can put it on. Because when we follow holiness, we get into God's holiness. We get into His presence. And His presence is about us and upon us. But we've not put it on. But it's a work that He does in our lives. It's not our working. It's not our doing. Amen. Because if it was our doing, we could put it on. And I'm afraid some people are taking off what they presume to be holiness just to do what they want to do and to have their way and to have their say. But that's not holiness. It may look to the undiscerning eye like holiness, but it is not holiness. I hope nobody here is guilty. If you are, bless your heart. You know what to do with truth. I believe your pastors taught you what to do with truth. You accept it and apply it and reach up and go further in God. Amen. But dearly beloved, this morning, if you think just because you've got the outward man shaped up and you're looking just right that you've gone as far as you need to go and you're free from worry, you've got a hard, sad awakening coming to you when the enemy comes against your soul. Your long hair won't beat him out of the way. Your long dress won't knock him out of your way. Amen. The places you don't go won't stop his fiery indignation against your soul. You need something that God puts on you I've said it a long time, Brother William. Your friends call you Dude, don't they? Brother Dude. Amen. I've said it a long time ago, and I still believe it. The easiest part of holiness living is what I can put on myself. The hardest part is what I have to kill my desires and crucify that old man and make that vessel available for God to come by and do what He wants to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Following holiness, we put on the armor of life. Wait a minute. I read in Galatians 3:27 where He said, "For as many of you as of you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Now, Brother Morgan, if we put on Christ, we put on holiness. But listen, we didn't do that. As many as of you as have been baptized into Christ. And I ain't talking about singing and dancing Acts 2:38 all day long and taking you to the river. I'm talking about getting into Christ. Hallelujah. Getting into Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, when I get into Christ and when I get into the... Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's just like that's the border right there. I'm here and holiness is there. I'm here, the presence of God is there. I'm here and the presence of Christ is there. When I get right there at the border, I feel something moving up and down the spine of my body. I feel something going on in my soul. Amen. That fleshly man says, "Back up. It might hurt you." That spiritual man says, "Go on. It's going to help you." That fleshly man says, "Back up. You'll not enjoy it." That spiritual man says, "Go forward. It is life." And so therefore, I feel like I need some peace. I believe I'll follow into holiness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Follow. Show me the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Following holiness. We put on the new man. God offers us an exchange. The old for the new. Well, you have it. Put it on. But you don't put on holiness. You follow into it. You follow into it. And that you put on the whole armor of God. You put it on. You take it off. You'll see what happens. You'll get in trouble. Put on, therefore, the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbling of mind, meekness, long-suffering. You put those on. Hallelujah. But you follow in to holiness. Why? God is not running from you. He's so pure and He's so holy. You've got to approach up unto Him. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may find help in time of need. Hallelujah. When I go into the throne of grace, I'm going into holiness. No, you don't put it on. Listen, Paul said, walk in the Spirit. I can't walk in something I put on. Oh yeah, I put these breeches on, I walk in them. No. They're walking with me. They're walking with me. These shoes are walking with me. They're not walking me. These breeches ain't walking me. They're walking with me. Because I put them on. But when I walk into holiness, I am surrounded by His purity. I think we've lost sight. I may talk tonight about something else we've lost sight of. But let's deal with one thing at a time. I think we've lost sight of the purity of God. Until we memorize the purity of God unto what natural eyes can see. Oh, it goes far beyond what I can see with the natural eye. Amen. When I was in distress, I needed a touch from God. I found it in His holiness. Glory to God, when the devil knocked on my door and shoved that temptation in my face, and he weaseled at me and laughed at me and scorned at me, I found out that when I walk in the Spirit, I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I found as I follow holiness, I stay near to God and I remain strengthened by God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I still don't know if I'm getting it out there like it's coming in here. Praise the Lord. Listen. Follow holiness. God had a king that was head taller than everybody else. Looked like he could do the job, but he would not listen to instruction. He would not listen to the guidance that was given to him by the prophet or the man of God. He wouldn't listen. And therefore, God rent the kingdom from Saul. But Saul, God told Saul through the man of God, He said, I've been looking for somebody that is after my heart. And the Bible said that the Lord found David, a man after God's own heart. How about that? A man after God's own heart. Saul wasn't after God's heart. He was after making sure that everything went and operated by the blueprint. Amen. Everything went by his control and made him look good. But David, little shepherd boy with those little few little sheep, his brother said, but he heard the sound of the critical Goliath, and he heard what he was doing and saying toward his God and toward God's people, and he made that historical statement, is there not a cause? Why? Because David said, I'm after the heart of God. Each and every one of us this morning, if we can make a determination, but Brother Morgan, I've been in holiness the last 50 years. What are you talking about? Asking me to get after the heart of God tonight. I've been saved by the grace of God, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost for 33 years. I find a necessity to follow on and follow on and to continue on striving for the holiness of God. I ain't got there yet. I said, I ain't got there. You saying you ain't holiness yet? I say, I'm in the presence of God. I've said, I'm in His presence. I'm in His holiness. But dear Lord, tonight, this morning, if I back up an ounce, I'm backing up an ounce from that holiness, and it's not going to be about me as it was. Amen. He looked for a man after God's own heart. Following holiness is following after the heart of God. How often is your prayer, sir and ma'am, given to the heart of God more than the hand of God? Lord, help me this morning to seek after His face. That's where I'll find His heart, is through those eyes of compassion. Those eyes of love, I'll find His heart. I've thought about this a lot of times, Brother Dude. God's told us in His Word, you see that lily? God's taken care of it. You see that sparrow that falls? God knows all about it. He said that God knew how many hairs was in your head. He knows how many fall and when they fall. You don't have to worry when they went down that drain pipe. God knew how many left. Hallelujah. Amen. Why would I have to spend more time seeking His hand for things He's already said I have at my disposal? But seeking after His face, after the heart of God. Because you see, that reprobate and that sinner man, he has the blessings of God's hand. The Word of God tells me that He reigns on the just and the unjust alike. So that tells me that God's hand of blessing, God's hand is touching the sinner and the saint. But there's one place the saint can go.
that the sinner cannot approach into. And that is the Holy of Holies. That is the presence of God. You see, the sinner might can approach into the hand of God. I believe, as the psalmist said, if you regard iniquity in your heart, He's not listening, He's not hearing you, He's waiting for repentance. Amen. But somebody has prayed for a lot of sinners on their behalf, for the hand of God has reached down and blessed those sinner children. The hand of God has reached down and blessed those sinner grandchildren and relatives, because some saintly child of God was praying that they have that good job and that they have those things that they need. Amen. But grandma and grandpa cannot pray that sinner into the presence of God. They're going to have to die themselves. They're going to have to pursue that holiness themselves. That is one place the sinner can't go, and it is into the holiness of God. And I'm telling you this morning, I want to find that holiness. I want to encourage you to follow holiness. And don't let it be memorized to just something we can put on for Sunday morning or something to show somebody out there on Tuesday morning. Hallelujah. Jesus and His disciples coming through there one day, and Jairus' daughter was sick, nigh unto death. And they come and they told Jesus that this man's a ruler. He's done a lot for the synagogue. Would you come heal her? And have you ever noticed what the Bible says they did? And Jesus arose and followed Him. And so did His disciples. Jesus arose and followed that servant. He was hindered because a woman had an issue of blood. But when that issue was settled, He continued following until He made it to the place and He rose her from the dead. He rose her from the dead. She got up. What happened? Because He followed, He gave us an example that when we're told to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I meant to back up and talk about those feeble hands and those weak knees. Haven got there. Amen. But they followed. Sometimes you're hindered. By what? What hindered Jesus? It was the flesh, affliction of the flesh, that hindered Jesus from following all the way to that place of healing, to that place of miraculous power. You understand in that story, you're familiar with it, what happened. There was power demonstrated at that man's house. There was healing demonstrated. There was miraculous raising of the dead. There was an awesomeness about what went on there. And talk went abroad. When we follow holiness, we'll be hindered by the affliction of the flesh. That is that old fleshly man that says, back up. It's too hard. The greatest lie that's been told to the child of God today is it's too hard. Jesus was hindered on His way to Jairus' house by an affliction of the flesh. But when that affliction touched Him, because He was so destined to go and get where He was headed with what He had, when that affliction touched Him, it changed. Y'all didn't hear that. I done preached too long. They didn't catch that, Pastor. Come on here. When we are following holiness, afflictions of the flesh touches us. It touches holiness. It touches God's anointing. It touches that that's in pursuit of Him. And it has to change. Are you saying then we won't get sick? I said an affliction in the manner that the enemy, that we've been taught to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour. I'm talking about the fleshly, the carnal afflictions that afflict our spiritual walk with God. But at the same time, there was stripes laid across our Savior's back that we would have faith to believe Him. We've even discounted it. This preacher's discounted it in our day of saying, well,
those old timers that believed God and didn't take a piece of medicine and didn't go to the doctor, trusted God because they didn't have a doctor close enough to go to and they didn't have the money to buy the medicine. And I was meditating on that thought the other day, and God said, I can heal whether you got it, medicine, or whether you don't have medicine. God said, I can heal whether you can get to the doctor or not. Doesn't the circumstances doesn't make us heal a bean to God? I like that statement. It was fresh to me. The circumstances don't make a hill of beans to God. Holiness. Follow holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I felt the beauty of holiness want to go. I like to run when the beauty of holiness is interacting. I have prayed before and just prayed pretty regular on this subject that, Lord, if it's not the Holy Ghost giving the utterance, Lord, please don't let no tongues be spoken from me. I said, God, if the shout is not quickened by the Holy Ghost, I'm not saying, bless your heart, if I shout, it's going to be God. Some folks need to move, you know, on the behalf that they love God and see what God would do for them. But I'm saying because you'd be quickened, God would quicken some folks to move. They'd just let themselves be quickened and get in the Spirit so the manifestations would come upon them. Hallelujah. And I said, God, if it's not the Holy Ghost quickening, I don't want nothing to do with it. So He quickened me to throw my hand up. I said, He quickened me to throw my hand up. And when I throw my hand up, electricity from another world touched the end of my fingers. Hallelujah. Following holiness is following the presence of God and moving into His presence. When you do that, the things you struggle with the most, you'll find it's not a struggle anymore. When I moved closer into the Spirit of holiness, into God's holiness, and got to a place where I prayed through and was man enough to stand behind the pulpit and tell that church, God's calling me to preach, I found the next day strength that I hadn't had days before over the attacks of Satan upon my mind. I looked around in amazement in my mind. I'm looking around. My head might have been in one direction, but my mind just looking around. Y'all think that ain't loose this one. Amen. I said, Lord, is obeying You, does it get that kind of strength? Because I'm moved in the holiness. Moving in the holiness. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When you're in the pond, it's reasonable, you're wet. When you're in the heat of the summer, in the middle of the field, it's reasonable, you're hot. When you're in the middle of the winter, out in the cold, cold wind, the reasonable temperature is cold. So when you're in holiness, the character of God is the most reasonable character that you and I would display. What's wrong with Sister Snapplebrain this morning? Had to think of one I'm sure you don't have here. What's wrong with Sister Snapplebrain? I mean, she's been sitting there all morning. Looks like she's mad as a bullfrog. She was testifying Sunday night. What's wrong with her this morning? Dig a little deeper. Somebody didn't show her the attention she wanted on the way out the door. The boundaries of holiness is at our disposal to walk in or out. She still looked like Sister Snapplebrain. I mean, she still looked like that, like the night that I was at a funeral home in Rome, Georgia, and the district pastor was there, and a couple of women come by with granny buns and long dresses, and is that some of your people, Brother Morgan? Yes, sir. But if we'd been sitting in meeting and one of those sisters been Sister Snapplebrain, sitting over there with her bottom lip rolled out cause just because somebody didn't show her a little attention. Is this one of your sisters? I just assumed a bobbed hair. Jezebel been sitting beside her smiling and praising the Lord to make the decision. I'd been embarrassed with both of them being among some of my people. I said I'd have been embarrassed with either one of them being my... come on, Brother Morgan. Sister Snapplebrain's pouting is not as bad as that Jezebel look. You forgot what brought on Jezebel's look. It was a worship of an idol. And it was a bringing attention to herself to lure men to warn her. Jehu was coming in his chariot. She heard he was coming. She painted her face. She done everything she could do to have a sweet appearance for him. Thank God he had the right mind then. Chunk her down. So we can clean Jezebel up this morning. Whoo, I didn't know I was going here. Is it all right, Pastor? Glory to God, I got to keep going. Bless the Lord. I said we can go ahead and go to your church of the choice a few miles down the road or go on into town and get you the one that dolled up the most and got the most hanging on her. And you can take that all of that off and God's hard put a wig on her so it looked like she got some hair on her head and put you a dress on her and make her dress and look real modest this morning. But you will not have a holiness woman. You will have something that's been put on. Amen. But if you get her in this altar, you don't have to put the wig on her. Amen. She'll get up out of that altar still without any hair on her head. But if she prays through to old time salvation, she'll get a hold of the holiness of God and that stuff will start to grow. But what grows greater than the hair is the attitude and the nature of God living and breathing inside of that vessel. Following holiness. I think it gets up against God's best nerve this morning if He's got one to get up against. A righteous and pious holiness people, and I'm one of you. I said I'm one of you. Amen. How braggadocious we can be about our standards and how holy we are. Sometimes can't even get along with one another. Sometimes can't even have any compassion on one another when we're hurting. Amen. Cannot reach out to somebody that's in the ghetto. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, sweet Lamb of God. Help us to pursue the real, pure holiness of God. We'll still look like it. This is not a compromise. I said, we'll still look like it. Don't worry. We won't lose our appearance because it is our identity that men can see. But the identity that God sees and God's going to bring judgment on, the natural eye cannot discern it until it's manifested. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God, stir them up, Paul. Strengthen them. Hallelujah. I done got out in the middle of this thing. I don't know which way to go. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Now, reasonable service. It's reasonable to look right, but it's reasonable to act right also. What does it call for, Brother Morgan? It called for a meeting with God. It called for a prayer meeting. Well, I'll have it once I get me a crowd together around me. It called for a prayer meeting. I had one by recliner this morning. I didn't have a crowd by there. I didn't have somebody slapping me on the back saying, come on, Brother Morgan. I didn't have the support of brothers and sisters. All I had was a broken heart in the presence of God saying, God, I need you more than I need anything else in my life. I want to touch God, not just to feel Him, not just to be sensationalized, but to know that I'm in His presence. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if God don't shout me, if I know I'm in His presence, I'll be satisfied with some tears. I said, if God don't shout me, if I'm in His presence, I'll be just satisfied to know it in my mind and heart, if I don't even have a tear. Just to know where I'm at is where God's holiness is. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. You can't cleanse yourself until you're in hot pursuit of His holiness. You can cleanse what we see, but you can't cleanse yourself. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Because the closer I get to my confusion, the closer I get to that holiness, the more I tremble at His presence. You hear me? The closer I get to His holiness, that's the reason He said, Paul said, work out your own salvation. Didn't say decide, work it out. Do it. Your own salvation with fear and trembling. How can I do it with fear and trembling? You don't take on fear like you put on a jacket. You approach into the holiness of God. The closer into that holiness you get, the more fear. And the more you tremble and reference God. I'm preaching too long, I know it, but listen to me. That's the reason I have seen and I have a big problem with it. You want to hear some of my problems? I'm going to tell you one of them. The old timers, they said, wouldn't let you walk in the house with a hat on. I'm walking in holiness churches today. They're wearing the ball caps inside the house of God. Church, not church time, but it's still God's house. It's still a building that's been set aside for His holiness. I believe if they really was embracing holiness, that fear and that respect for where they're at would be there. And then they wouldn't have to be told to take it off. I mean, something trembles in my heart. If I happen to be busy and working around the church and happen to forget, I usually lay the gun down at the door. It's just, oh, Brother Morgan, it's just brick and mortar and wood. That's right. That's all I see. Some carpet. But what has it been sanctified for? What has it been set aside for? I'm following holiness. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord. Thine house in three different stages. The earth, the heavens is His throne, the earth is His footstool, so the universe is His house. Amen. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is His house. And we have come into His house to worship Him. The sanctuary of His house. Holiness becometh His house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy. For I am holy. Would you stand? Hallelujah. Lord, we do love You this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank You for this group of people. Thank You for Your good presence. Thank You for the good Holy Ghost. Lord, we ask You to move in every heart, in every life this morning, for every need that's in this building. We ask You to move in the name of Jesus. Before I turn the service over to your pastor, if anybody, you feel like I need to pray, I need to get in an altar. I need closer to God. There's one that says, I need closer to God.
The man that's shouting in the choir says, I need closer to God. How about you? You didn't move during the preliminary worship. Do you need to get closer?
I do too. So I'm headed down there myself. Let's come pray this morning. Hallelujah.